Governor Hickenlooper's budget director, Henry Sobenet, says the rosier-than-first-expected economic picture will add about $150 million to the state's coffers. And he says the governor is already working on several proposals for how to spend the money.
We will probably add to our K-12 and higher education requests public health and safety issues in addition to mental health, other infrastructure things, and economic development. So I can't give you specific numbers, but those are the categories we're looking at.
Even without specifics, the governor's suggestions are only a starting point. It's ultimately up to state lawmakers to craft and approve the final budget. Incoming Democratic Speaker of the House, Mark Ferrandino, says his top priority will be putting more money into education. But he acknowledges there are a lot of competing priorities, which can make budget negotiations tricky.
One of the things when you have more money, it's actually easier. I actually argue sometimes it's harder because we don't have enough money to restore all the cuts that have been made over the last couple of years. So people see there's more money and everyone wants that money for what they think is the most important thing. And there are a lot of important things.
This is the first time in years lawmakers are able to restore programs that were cut during the recession. Natalie Mullis is the legislature's nonpartisan chief economist.
It's not a surplus. It's the amount of money you have available for the fiscal year 13-14 budget to increase spending over what is happening this year.
Mullis says the state's economy is poised for a strong recovery next year, which means people will have more cash to spend, the housing market should improve, and jobs and wages will be higher. She says rural Colorado is also performing well.
Fruit crops out on the western slope, the corn crops on the eastern plains, those crops have done better in Colorado than much of the rest of the nation because of the irrigation in Colorado.
But Mullis and Budget Director Henry Sobenet note that Colorado is not out of the financial woods yet. Sobenet says the European recession is slowing overall recovery, and going over the fiscal cliff would plunge the state into a recession. He says the next revenue forecast will be even more telling.
We'll know more about the political environment. We'll have more economic data. Every year, the March forecast is the most important. It's just a little bit more important than normal this time.
It'll be the last economic snapshot before lawmakers write and approve next year's budget. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.